With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
WEEI.
Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI. Scott and Nick with you. It's that time of the show. Time to get our weekly picks from our resident expert, Steve from Assonet. Hit a little bump in the road last week. Went 1-2. He picked Syracuse getting the 25, and they covered easily, almost beat the Clemson Tigers, lost 27-23. That was his win. Couple of close losses, though. He had the Michigan Wolverines and the Dallas Cowboys and just missed on both of those, and he is now 6-3 on the season, and Steve now joins us on the line. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, boys.
Couple of close losses last week, Steve, but you did have the Cuse getting the big points at Clemson.
Yeah, the Cuse did exactly what I thought they would do. I said their offense would give Clemson Tigers' vaunted defense some trouble, and they did. They all come on in 41 seconds of pulling a huge upset on the road. But the other two games, the Western Michigan game and the Dallas Cowboys, really, really were bad beats. I've had a lot of bad beats, but those two were really tough to swallow. Dallas letting Golden Tate get behind the defense with 2 minutes to go, trying to nurse a six-point lead, more than enough to cover. And the final score is Dallas winning by two. Really, really tough loss. But we're going to bounce back this week in a big, big way, Scotty.
All right.
We got two picks.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, in the colleges, we go out far west, as far west as you can go, the big island of Oahu, the homestanding Hawaii Rainbow Warriors are a three-point favorite, total of 55, and they take on the visiting Cowboys of Wyoming. This is a very, very interesting game. First of all, in Aloha Stadium, the all-time record for the Rainbow Warriors is 199, 138, and 4. That's right. This could be their 200th win in school history on that site, that setting at Aloha Stadium. But that's not the only reason why Hawaii gets the nod. They have the best-kept secret, Scotty, in Division I college football. A kid by the name of Cole McDonald, a true freshman quarterback. And his numbers are absolutely staggering. He's completed 156 passes for 2,100 yards, a 65% completion percentage, a quarterback rating of 169.8, and he has thrown an incredible 24 touchdowns this season, just to two picks. He is going to be a dark horse Heisman Trophy candidate as a true freshman. His main weapon is John Ursula, 50 catches for 771 yards in six games, and he has a staggering 12 touchdown receptions already in six games. But that's not what put this game over the top. I happen to be cursing the internet, and we caught head coach Bowl of the Wyoming Cowboys press conference this week. And in the press conference, he said something I've never heard in my life. He said he's going out there, but he's going to go out there without a punter. Last week, Boise State beat up, and I mean on the scoreboard, beat up the Cowboys of Wyoming by 20. Now they go out there, and his punter gets knocked out of the game last week against Boise State. And he's going to go out to the Big Island with no punter in a game where field position is everything, because this is going to be a high-scoring slugfest back and forth. You need to win the battle of field position. If you don't have a punter, how are you going to win the battle of field position? This is easy. Take Hawaii minus the 3 points.
Okay, what about the pro pick?
In the poll, we go to the great state of Ohio. FirstEnergy Stadium, the home of the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are a three-point home puppy to the visiting Ravens of Baltimore. this should be more than 3 points, Scotty. This is the second-rate defense in the entire No Fun League, the Baltimore Ravens, and they're going to go up against a kid that has shown promise, but he's still a kid. He still makes rookie mistakes. I watched him against Oakland's banged-up secondary, and they held their own against him. He's a work in progress, and he has tremendous talent, but he's no match for the Baltimore Ravens, the 3-1 Baltimore Ravens. T-Sizzle, the old man, Terrell Suggs, he's going to go up against the left tackle, Desmond Howard, Harrison. Now, Harrison is interesting because he never got drafted. He's an undrafted rookie free agent signee by the Browns, and he's going to go one-on-one with T-Sizzle. 11 sacks this year for the Ravens already. They've only given up 2 rushing touchdowns. If he can shut down Nick Chubb and he can shut down Carlos Hyde, you want Mayfield to throw the ball downfield and force him into turnovers. Cleveland is learning how to win. Baltimore knows how to win. Take Baltimore -3.
All right, Steve-O. Good stuff. Thanks for the picks. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, there's 2 reasons, Scotty, why I'm going 2-0. First, A, I've spent 60 hours this week on the research. B, in 20 hours, I turned 62 years old.
Oh, wow.
I have never, ever, ever had a losing weekend on my birthday weekend. So that's a surefire sign that when you're doing your money management options on your wages, keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for having me. Happy birthday.
All right. Steve from Masonit likes Hawaii -3 in the college game and the Baltimore Ravens given 3 at Cleveland in the pros.
Hasn't he had Hawaii or something like that before?
What's that?
He's had Hawaii in one of his picks.
Did he pick?
I think something like that. I say that because, you know, his birthday's coming up. Steve, you should, you know, treat yourself. Yeah. Go to Hawaii. Why not?
You ever been to Hawaii?
No.
It's nice.
Oh.
Honeymooned in Maui. It was beautiful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.